ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Jen Easterly, the nation's top cybersecurity official, sat down with ABC News, expressing full confidence in election security measures they've taken. Note, voting machines are not connected to the internet.
In the battleground states that will basically decide this election, people are voting on paper. So there's a record. So when there's an issue, they can go back and look at the votes to see exactly how a voter intended to vote, that it's basically an artifact that is there into perpetuity to resolve any questions.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. 33,000 striking machinists at Boeing will vote Monday on the company's latest contract offer. 46 months in federal prison, the sentence for Travis John Branson on his guilty plea to running a wildlife trafficking ring from a Native American reservation in Montana that killed thousands of eagles and hawks for black market sales. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48-47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers shorthanded. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had 7 players missing from practice, including 3 starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3. The Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers moving on out. Eventually, skies will clear out overnight and the winds will back down. Mid-30s expected by daybreak. On your Friday, sunny skies, light variable winds, highs in the mid-40s, mid-50s Saturday. Right now, it's 40.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, make a difference and change the world. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Stories of change through music, finding your happiness, and helping others one cup at a time.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I participated in a kind of a roundtable discussion about Greg Palast's new movie, along with a number of just great people. One of them was W. Mondale Robinson. He's the founder and principal of the Black Male Voter Project and the elected mayor of Enfield in Halifax County, North Carolina, back in 2022. BlackMaleVoterProject.org is the website, and the Twitter handle is BMV Project or Mondale Robinson. And Mondale, welcome to the program. You laid out some statistics about black male voters that completely contradict this essentially slander of black men and their voting record that has taken our media by storm, it seems. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, first of all, Tom, thanks so much for having me and also for listening to me on that panel that had a million people speaking and hearing or seeing something that you felt like your people needed to hear. So let me start by saying, first of all, I'm too close to the screen. Let me start there.
That's all good.
Let me start by saying that, you know, America has this long history, this narrative of painting things about black men to be truth, even when we see data to support it, the opposite. That is the case when it comes to voting. Black men continue to be painted as these people that are subjected or subject to becoming more conservative because of Trump's bombastic attitude or the way that Trump talks or show up in the world and his bravado. But what we truly know about black men is none of that has been attracted to us. We've seen black men vote less for Trump in every election cycle, either when his name is on the ballot or someone he endorsed. They get less and less of the black man's support. We even see black men being more progressive on issues where we are allies and not directly impacted. And what I mean by that, let me break it all down. First, in 2016, Donald Trump did better with black men than he did in 2020. Donald Trump in 2020 did worse than every modern day president with black men except for Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney was running against a black guy. So that's like to be given, right? And also we should say in 2022, we saw Trump endorsed candidates do worse with black men than they did in the previous midterm. We also saw in 2023, black men outperform everybody on women's right to choose in Ohio. Right? We outperform black women by 8 percentage points. So this narrative that black men are becoming more conservative just reminds me of how loud the media needs this narrative to be that black men are not supporting a black woman, even though historically there's no support for this behavior. And it definitely does not exist in our voting habits, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just really surprised by the statistics and numbers and, you know, what you're seeing and what you guys are doing. If you have any more of that and you want to continue with that, go for it. And beyond that, tell us about the Black Male Voter Project.
Yeah, so the Black Male Voter Project is basically me saying I created the organization not completely for an altruistic point, but also for I felt like I needed to apologize to my dad's lived experience. And what I mean by that is America has a wonderful way of making you hate yourself if you are not white. And as a child, I think I fell into that a little bit. I was very angry with my father because this man could do anything. Fix houses, anything in the house, electrical stuff, of roofing, sidewalks, concrete, paving, anything, my dad could do it. But we were poor. And I'm not talking about little poor, we were big poor. We moved so much. I used to joke in the town that I'm now mayor and say that I think I lived in every house because we couldn't afford to pay bills every month. Mm-hmm. But what I learned the older I got was my dad was not someone who was lazy, or there was no pathology in my father that made him want to sit at home and make my mother some type of welfare queen. No, my dad was actually just a victim of being of America's white supremacy. My dad grew up the son of a sharecropper, my grandfather, and on that farm, one of the kids that my dad spent his entire life growing up with when they were 16 smacked my dad's mother, my grandmother, and knocked her off the porch. My dad reacted and got a felony conviction for that. That wow. Felony conviction plagued us my entire life and my dad's working life. So I grew up thinking my dad, you know, why were we so poor? Why can't I get toys on Christmas like other kids? And what I found out was my dad was not even some outlier. He was actually the mean. Most black men in the South, in rural spaces, born in 1940 something, like my father, probably had a similar story or knew somebody that had a similar story where white supremacy stopped what you could have been or stunted your growth. And I think, you know, realizing that, I began to realize that there are some problems that my dad faced, that his dad faced, that now me and my brothers and to some extent my nephews are facing. And these are systemic racist problems that plague black men unique to anyone else, meaning black men have the shortest lives, not just of anybody in America. We have the shortest lives of people in 105 out of the 192 countries. You have to go to places like South Sudan or Afghanistan to find people with shorter lives than black men. Black men are the only demographic in this country that could be born rich or middle class and still are likely to experience poverty in their life. We only 22% of us have college degrees. Black women are earning more degrees than us. They are the only women outperforming their men cohorts. And then we could just go on about how black boys are suspended and expelled at rates that are much unmatched by anybody. We know that black men are over-policed, over-sentenced, and over-convicted. So all of these are political issues. And I thought, what are the effects in 10 years ago? What are the effects of these issues on black men voting habit? I know people say it's misogynistic. I know people say that black men are apolitical. I know people say that black men have a level of apathy that caused them not to care about politics. But none of that rang true with my lived experience and the people around me. So I wanted to have data to support something beyond the anecdotal, what's going on in my circle. I wanted to know what was going on with black men in general. So I launched Black Male Voter Project as an answer to what's really ailing black men. So we can hear polls say things like black men are going to be more conservative, or Trump's going to get 20% of black men. We can hear polls say that black men are not excited about an election, so therefore they will not vote. And we can also push back on those polls, even when the national narrative don't want to hear it. We have enough data because we have more data on the 9.6 million black men that are registered to vote in this country than damn near any organization. And in the data, because we don't talk to the super voters, the college educated, the brothers who are members of the Divine Nine, the brothers who are members of the NAACP and other legacy organizations. We talk to the majority of black men. Over 53% of black men who are already registered in this country have, most of them haven't voted in any election, and some of them only in one of the last four federal elections. So those are the brothers we talk to, and we build a platform to reach them, to bring them into the fold. And what we find out is none of them are apolitical. None of them are suffering from apathy. There's a level of antipathy, but that level of antipathy is not crippling for black men. If we teach them the power in their vote, then they are likely to vote, just as likely to vote as any other super voters in this country.
There you go. So we're talking with W. Mondale Robinson, the founder and principal of the Black Male Voter Project, .org, and the mayor of Enfield in Halifax County, North Carolina. Mondale, why do you think that the media has been so enthusiastic about these memes, and why is this popping up in some of these polls suggesting that Trump is actually gaining with black men?
Yeah, I think, you know, the tragedy of it is we do this conference for battle rap. Battle rap is sometimes confused with regular rap. Regular rap is commercial rap. Battle rap is completely different. Battle rap is a sport, much like boxing, and its consumers are mostly black men. We bring these guys together and do a political conference at the beginning of the year in spring, and we sat down and we talked to them, and what we found out was, you know, we did something we don't normally do. We invited the media into our space to be around these brothers. And the conference was sold out, and we let ABC Nightline News come in. And what we found out was these people recorded us for 3 days. They took the conversation of the only two people in the room that said that they were going to support Trump and ignored all of the other conversations that were happening.
Oh, really?
So the only
ABC News did that. Wow.
And they sent their Nightline anchor, who is a black man.
Wow.
To the conference. And the only thing that they posted about this conference, from other than my voice, which they only gave me about 3 seconds after I sat down for more than an hour and a half interview, they only played what they wanted to play. They painted that narrative. They took that piece and went to some college educated brothers in North Carolina and played it for them, or said what they took from this conference, and pit it as if you have this black man against black man problem. And I think the media has the ability to do that when you have as much ink as ABC. And when we asked them for the rest of the footage so we could show people what was really going on at the conference, they said Disney owned the footage, right? And I think we should always be aware that there's always been narratives about black men not being present in their families, or when black men are painted on TV, how the media covers what happens to them, or what's going on versus what's really the lived experience. So I can't speak to that problem or that sickness that is willing to share or put black men in the black light. What I can do, though, is talk about the resilience and also the challenge of black men in this country as it pertains to the electoral work. Tom, we have to consider that the reason people don't truly vote, we know all of the tactics from the Republican parties. We see them on a daily basis, right? So many laws being presented to prevent people that look like me from going to the poll. Yeah, those things are true, and they need to be challenged in court, and they are. There's some great organizations doing that work. But the real barrier to voting is poverty, right? And because poverty is a real thing, and it has more effect than not just having enough money or enough food, it affects our psychology. Maslow told us that when people don't have enough money to, you know, have their basic needs, or they don't have their basic needs met, it is unlikely they're going to do things that are seen or present as self-actualization.
Right.
The way we present politics in its very transactional nature, where we show up 2 months, 3 months before an election and talking about how important this election is or how important this candidate is, does nothing to increase the idea that voting is a tool to address those things that keep you from having your basic needs met. It just doesn't ring true to people who are living with their backs against the wall. And we know the demographics. I just articulated them for where black men find themselves in this experiment we call America. And because we are on the lowest rung of all social markers, it is almost likely to be understanding that black men would vote less than other people. We see people who vote tend to be have more access to more resources. Their issues are being presented in a way that is culturally competent and also believable. We don't see that with black men. We have a few black men that are presented as token voices for black men, but they're not trusted messengers. People like Barack Obama, people like Jeff Kennedy. These guys are not trusted messengers for the brothers.
I got it. Mondale, we're out of time. I'm sorry. It's a hard break I can't control. W. Mondale Robinson, blackmailvoterproject.org. Check it out. Hang on just a second, Mondale.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
He always does. I don't know what happened. Oh, there he is. Okay, Mondale Robinson, W. Mondale. Thank you so much for dropping by today. It was great talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You're doing great work.
Innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing.
A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught Cod'skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. During the politics season, while I do listen to all the words that folks say, I prefer to crunch the numbers behind all their fancy speeches. And the number I'm thinking about today is $7.5 trillion. That is a moderate estimate by the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget of what conservatives' plans will add to the national debt. This includes continuing tax cuts for the wealthiest people and lowering the tax rate for some corporations, and it is a lot of money. And, you know, money's going to have to come from somewhere. We can't afford anything that might create cuts to Social Security or Medicare. Seniors who've paid into Social Security are counting on that money for retirement. I don't want us risking Social Security by adding $7.5 trillion to the national debt. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
It's even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, or pain relief after exercise, now is the time to give CB Distillery a try. And save big. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Just visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is VIP to get up to 40% off your entire order on CBD products that can offer you better sleep, more calm, or pain relief after exercise. CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
He whispered in your ear and took you in like this. He promised golden dreams, a kingdom of his own. And now you're stuck in his web under his throne. Trump put a spell on you, wrapped you in lies. You're no longer asking who, what, or why. It's a dark enchantment, got you in his clutch. Trump put a spell on you, now you're out of touch. Oh, it's no party, no red, no blue. Just a cult of fear where facts ain't true. His words are shadows that dance in your head. And he's turned the dream of freedom to dread. Trump put a spell on you, took your reason away.
Yeah, Trump put a spell on you. Welcome back. Let's see. We've got enough time to take a call here. Alan in DeKalb, or DeKalb. Is it DeKalb or DeKalb?
It's actually DeKalb, Tom.
Okay. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Okay, so I just wanted to kind of expand on what an earlier caller was saying, that if the Supreme Court does invoke the 12th and it flips it over to the House to decide, that it is actually feasible to arrest several Republican congressmen using the FARA laws, which is the, the Foreign Agent Registration Act.
Okay, you'd have to first have sufficient evidence that they were agents of a foreign government.
Right, but that's what we should be doing right now, so that if the Supreme Court does cross that Rubicon, we're ready with an ambush on the other side.
Right. I mean, this is how they went after Menendez. Right, this now is how they went after Michael Flynn. Both of them taking money from, I believe it was Turkey. Okay. So what do we do now to get ready for this?
Well, we should be investigating and getting the Department of Justice should get all their ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Because the FARA laws aren't designed to stop any particular activity. They're only designed that you have to register that you're acting on behalf of a foreign entity.
Yeah. No,
so if you're going on Russian podcasts, if you're taking dark money that may be tied to Russian banks, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Alan, thank you. Thanks for the call. Wow. It's going to be a big lift if this kind of thing happens. I don't think it's going to, but, there's nothing off the table right now. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support okay, progressive radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that'd raise a red flag for you, right? Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient. But in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
The moon is full and the night is dark. Creatures are lurking down the park. The goblins are watching, their eyes aglow, waiting for those who just won't show. You better go, don't you dare stay home. Our goblins and ghosts will start to roam. Werewolves will howl right at your door. If you don't show up, they'll come for more.
Ghosts are going to get you if you don't vote. All right, welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Halloween, Tom, to you and your crew.
Thanks for taking
my call. Thank you. And very chilling and powerful opening remarks and your Hartman report today. And, you know, we need our eyes wide open now to what a dystopian nightmare that the Trump dictatorship will look like. And to that end, I'd like to see a late-breaking campaign ad with Trump speeches being dubbed in German with English subtitles, mixing in clips of Hitler and Mussolini using the same phrases that Trump has revived. People need to see and hear what it means when these highest-ranking retired generals call Trump a fascist to the core. That's not Tom Hartman. That's not Jeff calling into Tom Hartman to say that. That's the highest ranking generals in America saying that. So, you know, finally, Tom, to its credit, the Harris-Waltz campaign, they've been everything, everywhere, all at once. And in my opinion, in these last few days, if they lean into their progressive economic proposals and have Sean Fain and Bernie Sanders out there in the blue wall states and Nevada in particular, and if we all vote and get out the vote, I agree with you. I think we will win convincingly. Do you remember Molly Ivan's line about Pat Buchanan's 1932 RNC speech, Tom?
No. I mean, I may.
She said it probably. You'll remember what
I said.
So it
sounded better in the original German? Was that the.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you can say about the whole Trump-Vance campaign, and especially this second American Nazi rally, the first one since 1939 that they held last weekend.
Now, the Lincoln Project did a good job with that. You know, they translated Trump into German and played it over black and white clips of him, you know, of the Bund March in 39. By the way, Jeff, you know, Republicans and the American media have just gone nuts saying, oh, my God, Joe Biden said that Trump followers are garbage. Now, Biden didn't actually say that. He said that the comedian's joke was garbage, the comedian's comment was garbage. But nonetheless, they have been absolutely hysterical about this, that a candidate for president or a president, in this case Biden, would call the followers of his opponent garbage. Listen to this, Jeff. This is from September 7th of this year. This is Donald Trump at a rally, and I will bet you just about anything that this will not show up on the national media today. But just listen to this. This is an actual clip.
And it's not her. It's the people that surround her. They're scum. They're scum. And they want to take down our country. They are absolute garbage. And it's not her.
There you go. That's
Yeah. And he's been saying he's going to lock up the enemy within, the people, the leftists, the communists. And who are those people? Those are Kamala supporters,
Democrats.
And including Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. He says he's going to throw them in jail. I mean, and the media takes as one little, comment by Biden. I mean, it's so absurd.
Where he stumbled through it. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Jeff,
thank you. Thanks for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. By the way, Elon Musk, human trafficker, I don't know if you've seen this. There's actual photographs of this from the inside of the U-Haul truck floating around right now on social media. This is from Wired magazine. Apparently, Elon Musk is running Trump's ground game now. He's hiring people to go in Michigan and knock on doors and try to get people out to vote for Trump. I'll just share this with you verbatim from Wired. In Michigan, canvassers and paid door knockers for the former president, contracted by a firm associated with America PAC, that's Elon's PAC, have been subjected to poor working conditions. A number of them have been driven around in the back of a seatless U-Haul van, according to video obtained by Wired, and threatened that their lodging at a local motel wouldn't be paid for if they didn't meet canvassing quotas. One door knocker alleges that they didn't even know they were signing up for anything having to do with Musk or Trump. By the way, these are mostly black men, who got flown into Michigan. And here's the rest of the article. What's going to happen is they're going to stop paying for these rooms, a manager told the door knockers in an audio recording obtained by Wire. And then you're going to end up having to pay for itself yourself. You can't do that with no money. The door knocker also alleges that they were told that they will have to pay for their own flight home. So it's like, talk about slave labor. I mean, these people applied for a job with a vague description of going door to door and asking voters who they're voting for. And they were only told that they were working for Elon Musk and Donald Trump after they signed non-disclosure agreements. So they can't speak out right now. And by then it was too late because they'd already gotten on a plane and flown to this new job that they were being offered. I mean, this is craziness. Kamala Harris has had literally hundreds of thousands of people volunteer to do this, to go door to door. Trump is having to pay people and basically, hold them in servitude. This is nuts. Anyhow, Lawrence in Berkeley, California. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi Tom. What can I say except boo?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I want to give you a little bit of an optimistic feeling. If the Democrats win, and not only win the presidency, but both houses of Congress, it's not just Trump that's going to go to jail. It's the entire Republican Party. Because when the Democrats, having a good margin in Congress, are able to pass a fair elections bill, there will be no gerrymandering and no voter suppression and none of this nonsense in Florida where 2 million people get a provisional ballot. And that means that the Republicans will never win another national election. I mean, just imagine if all of those 2 million people on a provisional ballot in Texas were able to vote straight on.
Well, apparently, according to our Texas caller, who is a voting judge or something like that, that's, apparently not quite the problem that we thought it was. But we'll see.
Okay, but it would be enough. The thing is that there are enough votes suppressed. I mean, you look at Georgia, for example. You look at Florida, where voter suppression decided various elections, plus no gerrymandering. So the point is that the Republicans all know that.
Yeah.
They all know that if they lose big, they will lose the party. They will become like the Federalist Party, which sometimes in the 1810s, and the Whigs, who dissolved. Mm-hmm. And this will happen because not only will they outlaw gerrymandering and voter suppression, but Washington, D.C. will become a state, and very likely also Puerto Rico, and both of those will vote solidly Democratic. So this is what is at stake for them and for us.
Oh, yeah. They see it as an existential, the election of Democrats and giving Democrats power who are going to then enhance democracy in America, correctly see it as an existential threat to the GOP. Lawrence, brilliant. Thank you. 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Jen Easterly, the nation's top cybersecurity official, sat down with ABC News, expressing full confidence in election security measures they've taken. Note, voting machines are not connected to the internet.
In the battleground states that will basically decide this election, people are voting on paper. So there's a record. So when there's an issue, they can go back and look at the votes to see exactly how a voter intended to vote, that it's basically an artifact that is there into perpetuity to resolve any questions.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. 33,000 striking machinists at Boeing will vote Monday on the company's latest contract offer. 46 months in federal prison, the sentence for Travis John Branson on his guilty plea to running a wildlife trafficking ring from a Native American reservation in Montana that killed thousands of eagles and hawks for black market sales. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the Psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers moving on out. Eventually, skies will clear out overnight and the winds will back down. Mid-30s expected by daybreak. On your Friday, sunny skies, light variable winds, highs in the mid-40s, mid-50s Saturday. It's 39 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you. And highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me. We will discuss the Wisconsin Amendment to the Constitution. What does it mean? How should we vote? And we'll preview the probable lawsuits after the election. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. It's spooky out there. Indeed it is on this Halloween day. Tracy in Waleska, Georgia. Hey, Tracy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much for taking my call. Well, I just wanted to give you a little update about what's been going on here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. We got a little tired of the voter suppression and the gerrymandering, and then we found out that the Democrat on the ballot for Congress is actually MAGA.
Oh, geez.
Her name is Katie Stamper. So for the first time in history, the Democratic Party of Georgia disavowed her, even though she'll still be on the ballot, and I'm actually the endorsed write-in candidate.
Really? Oh, how cool is that? So
yes.
For our Georgia listeners, in what district is this, Tracy?
District 11. It's
okay.
Where Loudermilk, the lovely tour guide to the insurrectionists, is a part of.
And right. So what's, if you don't mind, your last name so that people can vote for you?
Verhoeven. Yep. It's so fun because so many people are excited that they've even, like, come up with videos with songs and all that. But to make it easier, I tell everyone, think of V-E-R, Santa, ho-ho-ho, even. Let's get even with the Republicans for cheating.
Okay.
Verhoeven.
Got it, Tracy.
Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Verhoeven. And I would never in a million years been able to do this without listening to you for 20 years.
Well, thank you, Tracy. And good luck. You're going up against Barry Loudermilk, right?
Well, also Katie Stamper, because a lot of disappointed people are finding out that they had early voted and didn't know about me. Even though I've had an interview in the New York Times last week, at the AJC and all that, but people still don't know.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to get the name out there. We're trying to get a billboard. We're trying to, it's called TheRealDemocrat.com is the name of our website. But this is not about me. This is about us and taking a stand against the Republicans constantly cheating or voter, suppressing or gerrymandering.
We've had it. A MAGA Democrat. I mean, that's insane.
That's just nuts. That's right.
Well, Tracy,
so I wanted to let you know.
Yeah, Tracy, thank you. And hopefully we picked up a few write-in votes for you here. So, Tracy, thank you.
I hope so.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep. Good talking to you. Meg in Fort Bragg, California, listening on KNYO. Hey, Meg, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Talk me off the ledge, please. Project 2025 is the point. As your caller said last week, they're all in on it, from the judges to the senators. You've got Rick Scott and then Mike Lee, who you may have seen over the years, that he was taped in a closed door donor meeting saying, "We intend as Republicans to rip Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid out by the roots."
Yep.
He's quoted as saying that. And then you've got the Supreme Court hot off the immunity decision when they yelled across the bow to go big, go bold, go decisive. And a very pissed off Mrs. Alito, when her flag flying was revealed, mm-hmm. she said, alluding to her German history, that you've not seen anything yet, and there is no statute of limitations on revenge. That's mm-hmm. a quote.
Wow.
So we're kind of outnumbered. And what do we do?
I don't think we're outnumbered. I just think we're out-financed. I think there's more of us. There's more people who want a small d democratic America than there are who want what the Republican Party is offering, which is a neo-fascist America. I mean,
but you've got Greg Palast yesterday saying they're armed and ready in Georgia.
They are.
To take it by force.
I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to help them, Meg. You know,
I hope not, but they're so close to implementing it. I don't see how they bail on that plan now.
Hopefully this has been a really much needed wake-up call to Americans that this is how toxic the GOP has become since the Reagan Revolution. And, we've got to reverse this thing. Meg, step off the ledge. Take a deep breath. It'll be okay.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today? Got about a minute here.
Remember, everybody, it was part of the media and pundit analysis of the 2016 election that Hillary Clinton made that awful, profane remark that Trump supporters were a basket of deplorables.
Right.
But Donald Trump can call us dumb and the enemy within, and the media doesn't even pass gas.
That's right. He just called us garbage, too.
Garbage. I mean, there's no end to the things that it just doesn't make them flinch. I mean, we have three failed institutions in this country. One of them is one of the political parties, the GOP. The other one is the federal court system. And by the way, is there only one judge in Florida that can hear Trump cases, Aileen Cannon?
She's one of two, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's only two on that.
Yeah, and they're randomly assigned, yeah.
Yeah, well, it should be that if the law should say that if you have a conflict of interest by appointing the person that appointed you, you get my point. But the third one is the news media is another failed institution of modern America.
Yeah, amen. And you can thank the Telecommunications Act of 1996 for that, Paul, and the Reagan administration. Paul, thank you for the call. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, get voting, tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and stay safe and happy Halloween.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
This is it. CB Distillery's fall sale is on. Right now, you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save. If you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, or have pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. They've got natural healing solutions for everything, stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, or pain relief after exercise, now is the time to give CB Distillery a try and save big. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I have D.C. Metro Police Officer Daniel Hodges. He was there on January 6th. We discuss. And first congressional district candidate Peter Barca. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.